Well, it's Thursday, November 25th, and I'm doing a special update on a new variant that is causing considerable concern. This variant's name is B.1.1.529, and it is being reported in various media reports as a cause for concern, and is just showing up on the radar screen at GSAD. If you do a search for that particular lineage, there are currently 64 isolates that have been assigned B.1.1.529. The first one was deposited 3 days ago on the 22nd. It was from Hong Kong. The next three that have the earliest collection date that were deposited the next day on, that were reported the next day on the 23rd, they were deposited on the 11th. They're all from Botswana. And most of the other ones were from South Africa, also initially deposited on the 23rd. There are currently now two from Hong Kong, four from Botswana, and 58 from South Africa. The virus is quite concerning because it has many of the elements of the South African strain, which has been designated as Beta, as well as the strain out of India, which is designated Delta. So this is a Beta-Delta recombinant. It's got the key signature of a Beta isolate, and that it's got deletions at positions 69 and 70, as well as positions 145. And then the key changes in the receptor binding domain are K417N, E484A, and N501Y. But it's got additional changes nearby. For instance, for the deletion at 145, it also has deletions at the two positions in front of that, 143 and 144. And then it has mutations that are associated with the Delta strain, one of the more common one, recent ones was G142D, but then it has the change in the receptor binding domain at T478K. And then it's got one right in front of that, which has been seen before, is S477N. And so it has a very large number of changes in the spike protein, and it has quite a few changes in the receptor binding domain. Some of them also have an insert in this spike protein at position 214, which becomes EPE. So it's got a PE added at that position. The number of changes in the receptor binding domain is unusually high. The number of changes in the spike protein have been unusually high. And the spread of the virus has been unusually high. Like I say, there are 64 currently with that designation, but there are several from South Africa that have a designation of none as far as the lineage is concerned, but they have all of these same characteristics and same changes. So this will probably be given a Greek letter I haven't seen reports talking using the word recombinant, but this is clearly recombinants with multiple mutations that are commonly found in the beta variant as well as the delta variant. It's rapid spread. Some areas in South Africa, over 90% of the sequences are this particular variant. As I said, this has happened very quickly. The first sequence was deposited 3 days ago. And the earliest collection was 2 weeks ago on 11/11. The description that is given by the for this particular strain, where they normally say what country it was from. So the one from South Africa specifically says South Africa for beta, and the one from India specifically says India for delta, and this one says B.1.1.529, first detected in Botswana / Hong Kong / South Africa. There was, in the media reports, it does say the first case in Hong Kong was a traveler from South Africa, but now there have been two cases in Hong Kong. The actual characterization sheet does not indicate either came from South Africa, but those characterization sheets aren't necessarily complete. Most of the recent ones are listed as having an insertion of 6 nucleotides and a gap of 36 nucleotides when you add up all these various deletions. It has the characteristic deletions in NSP6 that it was seen in the actually, the alpha, beta, and gamma strains all had deletions at position 105, 106, and 107. This one does have those three deletions. So it has kind of the worst of all worlds here. It has two of the variants that were given Greek letters combined into a variant that hasn't been given a Greek letter yet, but it has been given a lineage number, and it is B.1.1.599.